Is your mother in the area?
She died when I was 13. I'm sorry, I didn't know. What happened? Cancer.
Wow, that sucks, Liska said. You've had a really tough go of it, haven't you?
He shrugged a little. I'm okay. My dad and I have each other.
You two are pretty tight, huh?
We used to do a lot of stuff together.
Go to ball games, go fishing, stuff like that.
He used to coach my youth hockey team. He taught me how to drive a car.
You don't do so much of that since the murders?
He hasn't been up to it. He took a leave from work when it happened, but he could only be gone for 3 weeks. I told him he should have quit, retire.
He sighed heavily, the weight of his world bearing down on him.
I thought we could have moved somewhere like Arizona and just started over. Here, all he can think about is what happened. But we have to stay in this creepy house. He won't do anything about it.
It's a pretty tough sell, Bobby, Nikki said. Unless your dad is a lot better off than I am, he can't buy a house without selling a house.
But we wouldn't need a house, the boy said. We could just get an apartment or something. I don't get it. I mean, what happened was horrible, but we have to go on with our lives.
Frighteningly well-adjusted, this kid, Liska thought. He had dealt with his own grief, put it away, and moved on. In many ways, he was now the adult in the family, while painful memories and grief incapacitated his father. And yet, he was still a boy, and he just wanted his dad back.
Has your dad been able to work with someone from Victim Services? They can hook him up with grief counseling.
He won't go, Bobby mumbled, looking down at the crumbling old concrete step. He doesn't believe in shrinks.
How about you? Did you go? Would you go?
I'm okay. I talked with a grief counselor a couple of times. She didn't really get it, but who could, I guess?
Liska watched him fiddle with the end of a shoelace, a nervous gesture. He wasn't a happy kid. She had rubbed at some sore spots, reopened still raw wounds.
He glanced up at her. What happened with the judge?
She'll be all right. We're following up on what leads we have.
Is that why you're really here? Bobby asked. To ask me again if I did it?
I need to corroborate your story to clear you, Bobby, Liska said. Did you or Stench happen to talk to any teachers or school staff when you were at the basketball game last night?
No, why would we?
Just asking.
I bumped into one of the janitors when we came in, Mr. Dorset. I don't know, maybe he'd remember seeing us.
Did you have to pay to get into the game?
No.
What time did the game start?
7.
Were you there for the whole thing?
Yeah.
It was Liska's turn to sigh.
Okay, she said, getting up from the step. You know, I'm not trying to prove you did it, Bobby. I'm trying to prove that you didn't. I have a son almost your age, she said. When I think if he had to go through all this, I'd want to know somebody was looking out for him.
You don't have anybody like that, do you?
He looked away.
I have my dad.
Not really, it's more like he has you. He's lucky, you're a good kid.
The kid looked down, scratched his rake in the grass.
He's my dad. I'd do anything for him.
Bobby, do you know who Ethan Pratt is? Liska asked, changing tracks.
Bobby Haas looked confused.
Yeah, I know his name. Was Brittany and Ashton's dad.
Why?
Has he ever come around or called?
No, why would he?
Liska shrugged.
Just covering my bases.
Call me if you think of someone who can back you up about last night, she said.
I'll check with the janitor. Thanks, Bobby.
The boy didn't say anything.
Liska walked away, wondering if Bobby Haas's devotion to his father might extend to revenge.